This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled a $1.9 trillion stimulus package proposal on Thursday, designed to jumpstart the economy and speed up the U.S. response to the coronavirus pandemic. It includes $415 billion to bolster the response to the virus and the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, some $1 trillion in direct relief to households, and roughly $440 billion for small businesses and communities particularly hard hit by the pandemic. The plan would extend a moratorium on foreclosures and evictions until September, and Biden said he would call on Congress to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour. The package comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States. Ahead of next week's inauguration, states are lending National Guard troops to Washington and preparing for armed protests at home. AP's Jennifer King reports.
As National Guard troops sleep on the floor of the Capitol in Washington, D.C., other states are preparing for possible unrest.
All 50 capitals in this country are potentially under attack.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and other officials say they're prepared.
If you're planning to come here or up to Washington with ill intent in your heart, you need to turn around right now and go home.
The FBI is setting up a command post in Portland, Oregon, which has been a hotbed for demonstrations. In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine is closing the state house starting on Sunday and calling in the Ohio National Guard to back up law enforcement in Columbus.
Violence will not be tolerated.
I'm Jennifer King.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News.